This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. What a fall. What a winter. What a spring. I mean, rain in the fall, rain and snow in the winter, more rain and snow in the spring. Is it spring? It's almost officially spring, right? But a wet start to spring, wet from rain, wet from snow. All the mountains I can see from our homestead near the banks of the Ojalote have had snow on them. I mean, the Chiricahuas, Dos Cabezas, Swiss Helms, Dragoons, distant Pinaleños. Seeps and creeks are running and will continue as snow melts and becomes that glorious, slow-moving water. Oh, yeah, the Ojalote? Oh, yeah, it's running. And with all the fall winter moisture, wildflowers appear out of nowhere. And the internet is loaded with photos of native wildflowers of the Southwest, wildflowers galore, and much excitement. When we first moved to our little homestead in the uplands in the grassland, we had amazing spring wildflower shows. Distant hills glowed. They glowed miles away with Mexican poppies and bladder pods. And if you got into those low hills, tucked into that golden glow of poppies and bladder pods were lupins and blue dicks and cryptanthus and many cool wildflower treasures. Where are they now? And how come we're not getting those wildflower shows? I was getting a little jealous of my friends in the Sonoran Desert and found myself muttering sardonically at my laptop screen when yet another wildflower photo appeared. Oh, that's nice. Lucky you. I growled a little too. But there's some wildflowers blooming around us. It's just not the shows of yesteryear, he said, whining. Hey. Ms. Mosquito and I took a break from work and homestead chores to take a trip to Santa Fe, where family, wonderful family, and old friends reside. We made the drive up, a two-day affair, so we could meander on two-lane blacktops and spend the night in Magdalena, New Mexico. So up to Safford, then northeast to Three-Way, then to Mule Creek, New Mexico, then to Pleasanton, Glenwood, Alma Reserve, and the beautiful State Highway 12 to Dadle. No, I know I want to say Datil, but no, it's Dadle. And you know the route. And I've gotten ahead of myself here. Let me go backwards, because as we drove up Highway 191, the old 666, north towards Safford, we started seeing a desert. This is the uplands, a desert full of poppies. Oh, yeah. So we got the snow-covered pinaleños and a desert covered in bladder pods and poppies. Sometimes just bladder pod, sometimes just Mexican poppies, many times mixed. And we saw these glorious mixes that went for miles into the distance in fields and rocky slopes all the way to Three-Way. Oh, yeah, we pulled off the road many times to wander and photograph. Wait till I post these on the internet, I thought, as I shot photo after photo. The bladder pod is Lescarella gordoni, and the poppy is a Scholzia californica subspecies mexicana. Lescarella is now Ficeria, which really ruins one of my favorite lines. I used to love to tell people, Lescarella and a Scholzia sounds like a law firm. Well, I thought it was pretty funny. But Ficeria and a Scholzia just doesn't have the beat, does it? Anyway. The good news is bladder pod and poppy still sounds like a sort of a Saturday morning cartoon show, right? Yeah, it does. Ficeria, the new name for Lescarella. Lescarella is named after someone, I think a Frenchman. Ficeria is from the Greek for bladder, referring to the cute little fruit of this mustard family member. Scholzia is in honor of Johann Friedrich Scholz with a T in it. You'll notice that there's no T in the genus Scholzia, but the T is in his name. Is that a fascinating fact? It is, Petey. Okay. So Ms. Mosquito and I, yeah, we got our wildflower fix in the uplands of Cochise and Greenlee counties. Yahoo! And spring is young. More to come. Lucky us, cause the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito. And this has been Growing Native.